Hello, hello, hello. Warm welcome to the Heavenly Hell Awards. My name is Quelly, representing our Pure Tales, and I am here with two legends, two of the greatest to ever do it. Jah Jehovah, representing heaven, and D-E-V-I-L-E, the great Sasa Bonsam, representing hell. And I'm going to be doing an interview with them, Charlie. It's going to be crazy. We'll be right back.
Yeah. Big money on the MRC. It's a real life story. Listen closely. Yeah. Yeah. Oh Lord, it's my fault. Mama told me when you angry, and I walk. I hit a nigga, and then nigga drop. I couldn't stop. Yeah. And I went beyond. They calling the cops, they calling the popo. There's no place to run, go. My heart is beating, nigga, you don't know. And nigga, you don't know. They calling the cops, they calling the popo. There's no place to run, go. My heart is beating, and nigga, you don't know. Nigga, you don't know. Oh Lord, it's my fault. Mama told me when you were angry, and nigga walk. And nigga walk. I hit a nigga, and then nigga drop.
Yo, welcome back. We're still at the Heavenly Hell Awards, and I'm still with Jah Jehovah and Sasa Bonsam. All right, so straight to you, Jah Jehovah. You know, you have the Holy Spirit, you have the Son. So I think your succession plan is intact, right? I mean, if God forbid, you're God, so, but still, God forbid, if anything should happen to you, who is next in line, though? Who is going to take over?
Well, thank you for that question, you know. When it comes to succession, the Holy Spirit is dope and all that, but my son is next in line, you know. He's got a looks, he's got an afro, you know, he's been to Av and died for humans, so they love him down here, so he is next in line, and no questions about that, you know. Nothing's going to happen to me, though, but if anything should, you know, if there's a need for replacement or anything, my son is next in line, or the Holy Spirit, or just, you know, support and advise him, but some sit on that throne, you know. Yeah.
What about you, the devil? What was your succession plan? Do you have any succession plan in place just in case God decides to take you out? I know you guys are standing next to each other, but I just had to ask if maybe next time God just decided to take you out for real permanently, you know, what was the succession plan? Who is taking over from you?
First of all, that is bullshit. That question is bullshit. Look, I was made to do a job. I was created purposely to do a job, which I did, well, if nobody's gonna say it, I did it beautifully. I did it so well, it was down to perfection. And what do I get in return? Tell that cock to stop crying before I kill it. What did I get in return? I get punished. I got put in this hellhole. I got put in a place where when I wake up, every morning I wake up, all I see is this molten lava running across my front porch. I can't even step out without feeling some heat under my feet. Why? Why do I got to be punished for doing something that I was made to do? God made me purposefully to fight him. I had no choice. That was my purpose in life. I was given a purpose-driven life. Every day your pastor's out on the pulpit preaching about purpose-driven life. I was given a purpose, and I was driven to do it, and I did it. And what do I get in return? I get punished. Who the fuck does that? How you get punished for doing your job and doing it so well? Who the fuck gets punished for doing a job that has been given to him? And look, oh Lord, I gotta calm down. But shit, bullshit. Now, you ask me about this succession plan. Who would want to inherit some bullshit like this? Who? You tell me. Who would want to inherit some bullshit like this? And no trees, and no greenery, and no scenery, nothing. Just, whew, Lord, just fire and flames and pain and torment. Don't tell that cock to stop crowing, please. Look, I can't call that name either. Lord, why? nothing beautiful as yet, and you want me to put somebody like in a succession plan? Nobody wants to inherit this bullshit. That's what you got to understand. Nobody, no fucking body.
Well, I think the devil is getting all the way worked up. Let's cut to commercials. We'll be right back. This is still at Pure Tales. I'm Quelly, and we'll be right back.
No. We are not gonna be right back. Tell that shit. We are not gonna be right back. Nobody should cut to commercials. No, we're not gonna be. No.
Blood in my hands, blood in my dress. They say you killed him, nigga confess. Nigga confess, made out on my mind. Killers by my side, anytime we ride. Yeah. Anytime we ride, they calling the cops, they calling the Pope. There's no place to run, go, my heart is beating, and then you don't know. And then you don't know, they calling the cop, they calling the popo. There's no place to run, go, my heart is beating, nigga, you don't know.